I think there's a huge concern for us in the Fianna Fáil party for the directives that he actually signed into order in September, and which a lot of the general public are not aware of, with regards to the boundaries, the hedge grow, things that used to be included in what was called exempt development for farming communities in particular, and the wetlands development as well. I think there'll be huge implications when one considers the landscape that we have in Donegal. I think again, it's a lot of issues that a lot of the general public are not aware of, and we as a council are looking for clarification around a lot of these issues, and we believe it's very unfair to bring about these amendments at this difficult time.
And you called for an urgent meeting with the Environment Minister. All parties in the council, everybody in the council, also supported this?
Absolutely, a cross-party deputation, because in fairness, irrespective of whatever political persuasion anyone is from, I think most people here in the council would share the same concerns. We have a huge county. If one looks at the geographical spread of the county and the landscape that we have, and some of the things that have been signed into law now by the Minister, will have huge implications for the county going forward. And I say particularly for a lot of the farming community when they're working at lands and stuff like that. And I don't think a lot of people are aware of the huge challenges that are included in these directives. And what we're doing really is creating the awareness. But I suppose we're bringing it to the Minister to ask him to review the position again, because I think in Donegal we are unique and we deserve a special position in this regard.